Yo, yo, what up, though?
What up?
What is up?
What is up, it?
What is, yeah, you know what? That might be the title of the episode already. What is up, it?
It's a good one.
Yeah, man, it's a good one. Hey, man, y'all, welcome back to another amazing episode of Coast to Coast Podcast where the coast be coasting, you know?
Yeah.
Coast definitely be coasting.
Definitely. So what's up? What's new? What's old? What's hot? What's cold? I cannot hear you. Ah, there we go.
It has the potential to be the greatest episode ever.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Lay it on me. Lay it on me.
I got fucking issues in my life right now. I got my car fixed.
Amen.
Yeah, man, because first of all, the car was in the shop for a long time. And I was thinking that, okay, this is sort of the lean part of the year in my schedule. So moving around ain't going to really be necessary. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be that mobile around this time of the
and
year.
And gas so is like, you know what? Hella fucking expensive right now.
Oh, man. This was a bad time to come back. I'll tell you that. shit. So they basically told me, hey, man, we're not going to baby. We, I just wrote down what is up with. I said, look, man, I just need a transmission for my car. And they said, okay, give me the name of your car and your model. Gave it to them. They said, you know what? We got one for that. I said, man, how much is it going to cost? Mm-hmm. He said, man, look, this is going to run you around $2,400.
What?
You know? $2,400. Man said, look, just to do labor alone going to be $1,000. You know? So, and the engine in the car, not the engine, the transmission that they got, it's going to be about $1,400. And you know what? I'm like, you know what? I need this car more than I need to be complaining. You know what I'm saying? So, look, do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Let me know when all this shit done and, you know, holler at me. They said, look, now I want you to know it's a 2-month waiting period because we got a lot of cars that need to be serviced. I said, man, look, easy breezy. Go ahead.
2 months?
2 months passed by.
Okay.
Two months later, I get a phone call. They said, Mr. Brooks, we are starting. We're going to start working on your car right now. I said, I bet. They called me the next Friday. They called me Thursday and said, hey, look, something going on with this engine. And we put the new transmission in there, and for some reason it's just not working, you know. And I said, okay. And he said, oh, so this the part that got me mad with this one. He said, hey, look, honestly, look, we at this point we can just put the old transmission back in there and give you back your money that you already started paying on. And I'm saying, hey, look, man, man, fix my car, you know. You do what you got to do, but I need that car to be fixed. They say, okay, Mr. Brooks, no problem. They're going to get another transmission here. Mm-hmm. This one got less miles on it than the last one. They put this one in there, and they called me back on a Thursday. I remember it was on a Thursday. They said, look, we put this second transmission in there, but we don't know what the problem is. Mm. And I'm like, hey, man, okay. At this point, I feel like it's games. He said, look, the issue that we having with it is this one doesn't have, it's not the exact same. What are you doing? Why are you keeping
computer keep?
You tell me the fuck damn computer possessed. So I tell them, no, he said, the reason that they're having issues is because this model, somehow it affects the power steering. And he said, if we fix it, your engine might still be on. And I said, listen, Mr. Mechanic Man, I don't give a fuck what lights come on. If I can go from A to B, it don't matter.
Right.
He said, you got it. He already called me back on a Thursday.
Every Thursday?
I don't know what the fuck it is about these Thursdays.
Okay.
He said, okay, Mr. Brooks, your car will be done by the end of the week. The man called me on a Friday and said, hey, your car is available for pickup. And I said, I bet. So he says, I'm looking at the time. It's like 4:45. Here, they close at 5 o'clock. I said, ain't no way I'm going to be able to make it over there in 15 right. minutes. Right. And then I'm thinking like, well, why did they wait until 15 minutes until closing? Like, to call me. All right, whatever. I said, no, I'll wait. I'll wait till Monday. Fuck it. Monday roll around. I roll up there. Mm-hmm. These people tried to tell me I owed them $4,000.
Whoa. Why?
I said, why is that? He said, well, here, Mr. Brooks, you have two transmissions. Huh, that's interesting. On this paper, they're charging you for two transmissions, but only one labor. I said, that's fucking right, because I'm only paying for one of them.
Right.
They tried to charge me an entire transmission.
Your car only has one transmission. Why am I going to pay for two and I don't have two?
I can't have dual transmissions in this bitch. That's just stupid.
Right. I don't even know shit about cars, and I know that.
This is how I know they fucked up. The guy's name that fixed my car, that actually fixed my car, his name was Scott, right? I don't give a shit about him, put his name out there. Well, okay. The nigga's name was Scott. He's not a nigga, but I'm just saying that in the context of me just trying to relay a good story.
You didn't have to explain that he was an 8.5 by 11. It's okay.
Yeah, he was a fresh paint. So I was when I'm paying this money, so the lady that says, huh, they're charging you for two transmissions. This is a transmission job, so this is Scott. So she turned around in the middle of this damn what is the name of this? It's like a shop. That shit look like a bank for real. It's like got tellers. She turned around in this fucking bank and said, does anybody have Scott number?
Mm-hmm.
Someone yelled out, no, I ain't got it. How the fuck y'all don't got Scott number and Scott work here? It's in a record somewhere.
Yeah, it's got to be on his file.
Oh, he's probably in the car. He probably won't hear his phone. What the fuck does that mean? What? That don't mean nothing. Go get him.
I'm not paying for two fucking transmissions.
I'm not paying for this shit.
So you either get him, or I'm going to take this bitch out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm keeping the transmission. That bitch going somewhere.
Right. Give me the other transmission. I'll sell it.
Give me the other transmission. What are we talking about?
I need both of it.
Damn. These motherfuckers really tried to get me out that bread. I was upset.
So then what happened? Because it sounds like your story's unfinished.
So, at this point, the woman says, there's another lady to the side, and she kind of says, I have his number. Call Scott up. Scott on the phone now. Scott like, oh, well, da, 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 da. And she was like, oh, okay, I'll just take it off. So she took it off, and my payment was still like $1,300. And I said, $1,300 and a whole lot better than $4,000.
But also better than $2,400 that he originally said.
Oh, now this is what happened. So, the original, well, when I got the original quote, I initially put in $1,700. So the only thing I had to pay left was the $700.
$700, okay.
Yeah, it's $700, but when they told me that when they got the second transmission, that transmission came from an out of market, so they literally had to drive and pick it up and drive and take it back instead of delivery, and they charged me some money for that. So I was like, you know what? Whatever. You know, I'll take one. I'm not taking two losses. So that's why I ended up paying $1,300.
A little bit more.
Man, a little bit more. I couldn't believe that shit. Everybody try to get over, man. The law of reciprocity don't work like that.
But that's just wild. Like, why would you even think to put that on a paper? And you know that he did not give you two transmissions.
He literally could have charged me one transmission for double the price, honestly, and I'd have never knew.
Right, right.
This nigga got a Ferrari transmission in here. What the fuck is this? $3,000.
Right, you would have just been like, what? All right.
Yeah.
It is only one transmission. So now you mobile again.
Well, yeah, now I'm mobile.
Your own mobile.
Yeah, I'm my own mobile. I can't be buying people cars no more. I mean, I can, but...
I was about to say, I mean, you can, but I don't think you should. Hey, y'all, I just want y'all to know that I think I'm not going to say it, but...
Don't say it.
My toe hurts. And...
She might have re-injured
an old injury. And it's annoying. Like, I'm icing it right now. So hopefully that helps. And I just took a Tylenol.
Ooh. Oh, my bad.
And I just took a Tylenol. So hopefully all of these things will...
That pain relief gonna kick in.
Well, see, because the problem is when I started my new job, I lost the insurance at my old job. So right now, my insurance don't kick in until April. April something. First, second, fourth. Okay. One of them days, right? So it's in the beginning of April, but it's the beginning of March. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. My toe, the first time that I injured it, So I got a spiral fracture back in college, my freshman year.
That shit sound like it hurt.
By being drunk. Okay, but all right. So the spiral is because it goes down and then it comes back down again. Like it comes down at an angle and then it fractured the other way as well. Mm. So that's why they call it a spiral. Cause yeah. So I mean, I have been surviving on my foot. Because I didn't think, I just thought that I had jammed it or something. And I was like, all right, it'll be okay later. And later never came. And then all they told me was to take that bitch up to my other toe.
A splint.
Yeah, use the other toe as would you say, a sling? Use the other toe as a sling.
Yeah, it's for a sling on that thing.
So I just used the other toe as a sling, so... I mean, if it's still hurting in the morning, I ain't got nothing to tape it up with, do I? I'm gonna have to MacGyver this shit and just
wedge it up. Get some plant sap and just
get some band-aids.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just have to get something. I can find something, a string, a ribbon. It's gotta be something I got. So we'll see you in the morning, y'all.
Do you think that's metal stand instant pain? Like the top three pains in your life is just stubbing or breaking a toe.
Coming from somebody who broke both bones in their arm.
The same bone?
You know there's two bones in your arm.
That's the reason why I asked the same bone.
It's not the same bone. It's
I apologize. The identical bones of both sides is what I was trying to convey.
Okay, yes. One arm, both bones. So
wait a minute.
There's two bones in your
arm. I thought you were saying both bones, both arms.
No, there's two bones in your arm. I broke both bones in one arm.
Good. What were you doing?
You never heard this story?
No.
All right, y'all. Gather around the campfire. Story time with Kiera.
Hey, bro, you break a lot of shit, bro.
I don't. This is the only thing I've broken is my arm. The toe doesn't count. That was a fracture. So.
I don't know the difference.
So, many, many moons ago, back in middle school, I had got a mountain bike a while ago for Christmas. And... I used to ride all the time because it's a bike. So anyways, so during the summer, Henry and all of them was at the house, right? So being our wild child selves, we decided to make a ramp out of, well, first we found a long ass 2x4, and we was riding the bike on the 2x4 on the ground. Then Henry got the bright idea to grab a barrel and make a ramp. So I was like, okay,
here we go.
30, right? So Henry goes up the ramp, goes over, right, over the barrel, bam. Did it like 2 or 3 times. And I was like, okay, that's my bike. I ride it all the time, so I can do it too. So.
Rookie mentality.
So I go up the ramp and Henry or somebody called my name. And so when I turned to say, huh, I also turned the bike at the same time.
Oh my God.
So it was just a reflex to be like, what? And so I turned and I fell off of the ramp and off of the bike. But when I fell off of the bike, because I went to go catch myself because I was falling. So I was like, okay, let me catch myself. So I must have just put all the pressure on my right arm. And I smacked the ground and I could feel something like pop. But I was like, that's interesting, right?
Never heard that. A pop like it was underwater.
Yeah, like I can't even like recall what it actually sounded like or felt like, but I just remember hitting it and I sat there and I turned and I want to say it was Lapu and he like screamed, him and Henry, and I was like, because I was like, and me, because again, I'm just sitting there. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And so when that happened, I looked down because they were pointing at me. And I was like, what? And I looked down and my arm was broken. It was in the shape of like a semicircle. Like, that bitch was broken. So I didn't feel any pain. But when I looked down and you see your fucking arm is like hanging.
Oh my God.
I screamed and I was like, ah! And I like screamed, right? They ran in the house, got my dad and my mom, and they were like, can't broke her arm. My dad like says, come on, we gotta go to the emergency room. So I jump in the van, I'm in the front seat. Oh my God. Henry is at the door screaming, I'm sorry. And I just remember holding my arm, looking at him like, nigga, are you kidding me right now? Like, you saying this is not making my arm feel better. Like,
this shit still hurt.
It still hurts. So then we go to the emergency room. And so when they put in like pain relief, like when you break a bone, when they put in like the numbing and the pain stuff, they put it in the opposite arm. So it travels all the way through your body and shit. So they put the IV in my arm, in my left arm. I went to sleep because it was taking so long. And probably because the pain meds was kicking in. Yeah. So they wake me up and they were like, hey, Kira, so we're going to set your arm back in place. We're going to give you a cast and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, cool, right? He goes, all right. So he holds my arm and they hold my legs down.
Oh, my God.
And he grabbed both sides of my arm and popped it back into place. And I just remember looking and being like, ah! I just screamed. It didn't hurt because I was like, there's pain medicine pumping through my veins. So it didn't hurt. It was just
you just heard and felt it.
It was just watching somebody
very violent
pop your arm back into place. And so then after they did that, he was like, did it hurt? And I was like, no, it was really just watching. He was watching you. And so then he like wrapped it up in this cast. And I was like, make sure you don't get it wet. They go through all these things, put a bag on it when you take a shower. If it itches, like just don't dig too deep in there. You just, right. I was like, what the
gotta
hell?
Gotta get that coat rack. That wire hanger. Get up in there. Oh my god.
So then when I finally got the cast taken off, because it went from like the cast that goes like halfway up your arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to wear a sling for the longest time. So then once they took off the first one, then I had another one and I got to pick the colors after that. Then I got the half one where it just goes up to like your elbow. That was the time of my life because I could actually like move my arm again. And then when they took off my cast, like for real took it off, my right arm was so much skinnier than my left arm.
Yep. I broke my arm. I had to know exactly how you feel.
Yeah. Go ahead, tell your broken feeling. Arm story. Go ahead.
No. My broken arm story will be saved for another podcast. You only get one good story on this one. But I will. I will. I will.
Adventure.
I will add to your wisdom though. Like, cause for real, when I broke my left arm, and when they had to saw that damn cast off,
it's so weird.
I looked at my arm and it was like it had, what's the word I want to use? Like dysmorphed?
Atrophy.
Like, yeah, because I'm looking at my right arm and you know, but I'm right hand dominant, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I'm looking at my arm and it was like, okay, my regular right arm looks, you know, it looks normal. Then I look at my left arm, it's like my little arm.
Yeah, and I think
it's like,
you know,
my little arm.
You know, and now thinking back on it, I think that's why I use my left arm so much for a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to go for so long using only my right arm, like only my left hand, because I physically could not use my right hand for anything.
See, and I was the opposite. I was only using my right hand for a lot of stuff, and that was like a very, I can't even remember how old it was. I don't even think I was in my teens yet. I probably was like 12, mm-hmm. 13. And it just, I don't know. I don't feel lack of power in my left hand. I just feel less sure, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like if somebody was to throw a basketball at me, my first instinct is to raise my right hand and to try to catch it. I would have to force my brain to think, oh, it would be smarter to use my left hand. I can make the catch, but it wouldn't even be a first thought.
Right. But also you are already right hand dominant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like for you to then have to switch only to your right arm, man. It kind of is like,
that probably would have helped
you. It like secures it as your safety net.
But that's when they saw that shit off your arm. That shit sound. It sounds like horrible.
It sounds so bad. And for those of you who haven't like broken your arm and had to get that first cast, the first cast is like plaster.
Yeah,
it's straight up like plaster, because every single one after that was not.
Yeah, it was more flexible, especially the one where you can bend your elbow.
Mm-hmm.
That one had like cushion in it. I'm like, oh yeah, I like this one.
Yeah, I liked everything after the first cast because I could pick the color. It sucked because I would go in there and they'd be like, "Hey, Kira, we're taking your cast off today. What color do you want?" And I'm like, green.
See, I got a blue one.
I had a pink one and I had a green one.
Yeah. Breaking bones.
Did you break both of them or only one?
I only broke the elbow to wrist. I broke elbow to wrist bone.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so on my arm for on my arms, like, you can feel the difference. Like, I don't know why anybody would be rubbing my arms like that, but like, you can feel the difference from
why your arms brought up
that you're talking about, like that elbow to wrist one, the outside one. That one, it's like shaped a little bit differently than my left arm.
Man, I've never broken a leg bone. I sprained my ankle, but that's not nothing major.
I've done that.
I've never went to the hospital for anything leg related.
Okay, so I pulled my MCL in my, I want to say my right knee. I think it's my right knee. And then my left ankle, when I was playing soccer, this girl pushed me and then she stepped on my ankle.
Oh my God.
And then I got it wrapped up and then I went back in the game and I pushed that bitch down.
There you go. That's what you do.
I said, you fucking bitch. We got a free kick and a goal out of it, but still, that shit hurt. I still have problems with that ankle because it was a high ankle sprain. Like, it wasn't even a... Somebody, listen, okay, speaking of, like, your body. So, somebody on Twitter, they were like, you know, they talk about how, like, oh my gosh, the child's body is so good at healing. Like, you don't really have to worry about anything. It'll all mend itself. And then it's like, once you become an adult, you're fucked. You're going to have problems with that for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Everything. And it's not just one thing, everything.
Yeah, like, don't get injured when you're older. Like, it's a wrap.
It's become that leg. Or, you know, that's the arm. I can't use the arm like I used to.
Right. That's why you should, you should still be, like, very adventurous when you're older, but, like, you got to do all your, like, wild, wild adventurous stuff. Like, I remember we used to jump off the tool shed.
That is a wild thing to say. And that tool shed was not sturdy.
It was sturdy. It just was very tall.
It didn't sound sturdy.
And the worst part about it was we would purposefully climb on top of it when we were playing, tag, hide and go seek, whatever. We would purposefully climb up there so that way the person who was it had to come up and then we would just jump down.
Now you gotta jump down and I'm gone because you still gotta hit the ground and recover.
And I'm gone. Like, you still have to jump down because that's the quickest way down.
Always.
I used to fake like I was coming up, but I wouldn't come all the way up and I would just run around the corner. Stupid. I'm not climbing up there.
Do you think you're gonna travel when you hit a certain age? Like, boom, your money is secure. You've done everything you needed to do financially to make sure that you're taken care of. I'm gone. I'm gonna go on a world tour of me just visiting spots and having a good time.
But I already do that.
I mean, well, I guess you're doing yours in reverse.
I already travel when I want to. Like, if I were to right now be like, I'm going to Jamaica in November. I'm going to go to Jamaica in November. I'm going to ask some people, like, yo, you trying to go to Jamaica? And then we'll plan the trip. But, like, I'm going to go. I'm going. I am out there. Because you can't live your life on a when I get to. Because that's kind of like limiting yourself. And then, like, subconsciously, you feel like, I don't want to say a failure, but you feel like you're not progressing because you're not at that point. Oh, when I get financially stable, then I'm gonna buy a house. Well, what is financially stable? Because once you buy the house, you're gonna be right back to where you are right now, still paying rent. Essentially, it's just called a mortgage now, and it's more feasible to your life. But, like, you still gonna be back into your situation. because somebody on TikTok was the clock app. Somebody was talking about how she was like, why y'all keep saving so much money and not doing anything with it? She was like, all this manifesting y'all be talking about, like doing things and buying things that you want is manifesting. Like, you're gonna manifest the money to be back into your bank account because that's what you need. You have to have
circle that money right back around.
Yeah, you have to have that confidence and that wherewithal and that know-it-allness that, oh, it's cool, that money is gonna come back to me either way. My bank account ain't never gonna be empty.
My bank account will overflow.
Right. So, like, don't keep putting out stuff like when I make it. Well, what does that look like? Why can't you live in that mindset right now? Don't downplay your accomplishments.
You cannot. You know what? People got to be more braggadocious. I know we live in a time where it's cool to be humble and act like you've been there. Fuck it, I ain't been there. I'm going to act as high as.
But also, it's like, I don't know. I like the low-key flexes. Like, okay, so at work we was talking about that there's some drink special going on at one of the bars, and the drink is like $13 or something. Is this special? And I was like, and my coworker was like, that's a deal. I was like, not really. Aren't drinks normally like 15? She was like, no, I think they're normally like 20 here or something like that. And I was like, well, you know what? Honestly, I wouldn't know because I don't pay for drinks when I go.
At all.
At all. Like, I tip. Don't get it twisted. I tip, but I'm not out here paying full price for nothing. Y'all tripping.
Why would you want to? Everybody else get hookups.
I'm getting hooked up on, I don't know when y'all gonna be listening to this podcast, but I'm getting hooked up on Sunday. So, you know, that statement could be true either way, because Sundays are gonna be my pool party days anyway.
Pool party? I haven't had a pool party so damn long.
I know, you should come out to Vegas.
Oh, I might. My birthday this year, that's cool.
Yeah, but come the weekend of my birthday. Cause that's
okay.
That's when Ariana gonna be here. And, well, maybe Deja.
Good old D Money, you know?
Oh, you're not gonna call Ariana her nickname that you always call her?
What's her nickname?
Sexy
Flexy? Oh yeah, Sexy Flexy. Yeah, that's my Sexy Flexible. Y'all don't know what she looked like, but I do, and that is an amazing woman.
So shout out Ariana.
Yeah, shout out Sexy Flexy. Right?
You know, I'm gonna just.
Speaking of Sexy Flexy.
Y'all got friends that ask y'all weird questions? You already know who I'm talking about.
I already know where this is going. And
well, I'm just, yeah, okay. That's just what my question, and I feel like if you can't ask your friend a weird ass question, who can you ask?
That's who can you ask? Yeah.
Because you have to be like, okay, so for instance,
here we go.
Not the question that was asked to you, but a different question that was asked to me was, do your kinks define you?
Yes, the fuck you talking about? Yes, they do.
And wait, hold on. Let me see if I can pull up the text. Go ahead and do some waiting music. You're so mean to him. Sorry, I just. Okay, so she said, "Do you believe your kinks? Your kink defines you." What I mean by that is, if someone knows your kink, then they truly know who you are, and you're more comfortable with them.
That's the definition of being comfortable with somebody.
Right.
So I feel like, of course, that defines you.
I don't know if it defines because it shows an amount of comfortability.
It technically gives a definition for you. You just somebody who like to dress up like a big cartoon character.
Oh God!
You like a flurry.
A flurry? Like a McFlurry?
Oh shit! I met a furry. Why the fuck? Damn! I really want a McFlurry right now. That shit sounds awesome.
Yo, you know what? How could McDonald's even? They spit in y'all. Don't get it twisted. I don't go to fucking McDonald's because all they shit is fake. Anyways, so. But McDonald's really be like flexing on y'all because they'll make you a McFlurry, and then when you like, can I get a regular ice cream cone? They're like, we ain't got no ice cream. How you ain't got ice cream? But you can make me this damn McFlurry.
Cause the McFlurry ain't ice cream. That shit frozen cotton. they put vanilla flavor on cotton. Give that shit to these niggas. They won't know. They got a whole cotton candy machine in the back.
That shit is why. I just want y'all to know, please stop letting McDonald's have this hold on you. Please stop it. I know it. There's no way it tastes good.
Oh, that's the problem. It doesn't taste good. It tastes familiar. McDonald's tastes like home. McDonald's tastes like, you know, McDonald's is the new.
Why does McDonald's taste like home?
Because listen, what I tell you. Because McDonald's has done something that a few restaurants have done. They have tied their taste and their brand with your childhood memories. And now you have good neuron feelings of when you bite into that Big Mac or that McChicken sandwich.
Stuff is made out of pink goo.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all see that, and niggas still go ahead and get a number three.
But that's because y'all are wild.
Man, you saying y'all? I feel like I'm above that.
Right. So if it don't apply, let it fly.
What I'm saying is, if I'm given a free Big Mac, I'm gonna eat that motherfucker.
Well, I don't eat. I guess I could eat it because it ain't real meat.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? I mean, what we hurting? It ain't number styrofoam and air.
But you know what I also think is wild? Speaking of food, okay, what I think is wild is the stuff that America allows them to, like, companies to put into your food, that they, that same company is banned, is not allowed, it is illegal for them to do it in another country, but they like, fuck y'all.
No, they like, we're gonna get all this money.
No, it's the same food. It's the same thing. It's just that it doesn't have all of these chemicals and dirt and whatever, styrofoam, that they're putting in your food that they don't put in Europe. They don't put it in
Europe. Big chemical got a lobbyist.
They don't put it in whatever country that you go to that's outside of America. That shit is different.
Big chemical got a lobbyist. Somebody got to make them chemicals. They're like, look, man, we got all these chemicals. We got to put them somewhere. Y'all made us make this shit.
No, you don't. You just keep making it. If you stop
now we making soy burgers. Nigga, we don't even need this. Who asked for soy burgers?
That's another thing. For all you vegans out there, y'all need to read what's in your ingredients too, because y'all eating some nasty chemical filled shit too. So don't try to be high and mighty on people just because you don't eat animals.
Stop weirdo.
It. Stop it, because you don't even know half of the shit that actually has animal products in it, and you eat it and you wear it and you taste it and you smell like it. Shut up.
You don't even know, man. You don't even know.
You don't even know.
That shit was funny.
You know what else is funny? Every single week.
Yeah, every single week.
Find the time. We watch a movie. Coast to the movie.
Last week was my snore-filled week.
Jesus, Mary.
I really want y'all
to. I also enjoyed it.
Just watch the movie in general, and then while you're listening to the podcast, when you get towards the end, that's when it hits, okay? That's when it hits. So last week was my week, and we watched Half-Baked. Or last episode was mine, and we watched Half-Baked. It's a hilarious movie. I absolutely adore it. I love it. Okay, it's like How High. There's so many great lines that, like, if you don't know when I randomly say these things, that's how I know you've never seen this movie.
I kind of look at you weird. Yeah.
Depending on who you are, I might look at you weird.
I don't care who you are. If I'm having a conversation.
No, it depends, because if you like a square ass person, I know you're not about to watch no Half-Baked. I know you didn't watch that. I know that's not in your film vocabulary, but it should be. Okay. But this week is your week.
Yeah, it's my week.
This episode will be your movie.
So, this week we're watching the 1999 crime thriller drama smash hit Into Deep, starring Mekhi Phife.
Are you sure you didn't watch this already?
No, we ain't watched Into Deep. I know we didn't watch. Nope, but I'm pretty sure, because we had a lot to talk about. Number 14 on the list, we will be watching Into Deep, starring, Into Deep, like Mekhi Phife.
Wait. Hold on, let me look this movie up, because my head just...
That's a joke.
I've seen this movie. Hold on.
That's a joke. It's really starring Omar Epps and LL Cool J.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. I have seen this. Okay, yeah.
Oh, this one is going to be interesting. See, now we already got past the big names. Hey, we didn't get past all the big names, all the good ones. Now we want to go into the good ones. These are the ones that we just gonna be laughing at. Man, all right, Into Deep. Write that down. In.
Let me see how long good movie is.
Mandy,
it's not too long. It is long. Never mind. I lied. Don't listen to
that.
That
means about an hour 30, you know.
It's like, it's very shy of 2 hours.
It's very shy. It's an hour 30.
No, it's not. It's over
95 minutes.
It's 104 minutes.
I mean, you're including credits at this point.
I'm reading what it says on Wiki.
Well,
even though Henry Cavill said I shouldn't use that as my source, but you know what? That's what I got.
I'm going to IMDb and it says 95 minutes.
All right.
Oh my God. This bitch said,
I know you was lying.
1 hour, 35 minutes.
Y'all.
Me alone?
Yep. She and that. Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, we definitely would. Yeah, okay. Yeah, man, this is gonna be a good episode, man. I hope y'all stay along and get along so we can go along and get up, you know, with our bass up. I don't know where that came from. I'm high as fuck.
Deja said that you need to stop getting extremely high.
Why? That's really.
She said, please just be a little bit high when you do these
episodes. I try to talk to that. She's probably right. When people tell you got a problem, you just gotta,
was like, he be too high sometimes on the episode.
Be smacked. I gotta focus, man. This is a job. We in here every day.
What is upeth?
Yeah, what is upeth?
Okay. All right, all you beautiful people, I'm just gonna sign off. I know that there's some things going on in the world, and if you want to know my sentiments on it, please listen to Amber Khan, Quietest Revolution, Selective Sympathy episode. That explains.
Hey man,
it all.
I should, I'll be listening to that later. That's a good, I'm glad I started listening. Hey man, she real cool, man.
Yeah. You should. Y'all should listen to her. Y'all should. But that episode, Chef's Kiss, tells you everything you need to know. And Jesus the Supreme White Man.
Oh yeah, that was a good one too.
Those two are my sentiments on multiple things, if y'all would like to.
I really enjoy listening to somebody who just like really girly, but she be in her own independent shit. It's really cool, man. Yeah. All right, man, I'm gone, man. Peace out.
Okay, bye-bye.
Fuck, nigga. That's the shit I don't like.